And you know what? I'll tell you a secret. If I did that stuff every day, if Mark Levine did that stuff every day, if everybody on the Head On Radio Network, the Horn, did that every day, we would be rich, 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 rich. I mean, you know, lobster-eating rich. Steak and eggs for breakfast rich. New car when you feel like it rich. Not double-wide rich, triple-wide rich. Upstairs and down, a river of beer flowing over your grandmother's paisley shawl rich. Because that's all right-wing radio is corporate welfare-supported shtick. That's it. That's all it is. Oh, some of them believe it. But frankly, the vast majority of them, they don't believe anything. They just don't give a damn as long as the check clears. As long as they get to keep making that long walk to the mailbox a couple of times a month. As long as the check clears. But no, Mark Levine, Guy James, Peter Godbold, Joe Vecchio, John Fox, our good friend Rick Goodner, Billy Shears, everybody here at the Horn is committed to decency, committed to factualness, committed to, I hate the word truth, but it applies here, committed to a truth that we can do better, we can be better. And so we don't just get out there and spout right-wing palaver. We ask you to engage your own minds. We don't tell you what to think or how to believe. It's all about figuring it out for yourself, even as we figure it out for ourselves. So, you know, good job, Mark, but you know, I really do need a shower now, and there's nothing I can do about it. It is what I have decided to call Moron Monday, because it follows, as most Mondays do, Talking Head Sunday. And yesterday, and I've got you know, sort of a little moron trifecta for you. Yesterday on Press the Meat or Meet the Russert or This Week with the George Russert Chief or something or Fox Sunday, former Nixon speech writer and right-wing hack William Safire appeared to boldly make predictions, sort of a, you know, he's like, I don't know, he's a political Edgar Casey. He goes to sleep and dreams the sickening BS. So Russert was asking him to make predictions. He predicted, oh, let's see, he predicted Rahm Emanuel for Senator Clinton's vice presidential nominee. He predicted David Petraeus for, what, Rudy Giuliani's vice presidential nominee? And then he was asked what would be the worst thing that could possibly happen to the Republican Party between now and the presidential election. And he said something like, you know, the war dragging on. Well, the war is going to drag on because everybody wants the war to drag on. I don't mean you. I don't mean me. But apparently, far too many people want the war to drag on, as opposed to those who want it to, you know, come to a sensible, sane end. But then Russert has this exchange with moron William Sapphire with regard to the potential, and he says, you know, the biggest danger to the Democrats is a split in the Democratic Party, a Pelosi-Clinton split. Now, you got to hear his explanation of why this is, and I've got it for you here. His explanation of where a Pelosi-Clinton split would come from.
Well, there are two Democratic parties. The Nancy Pelosi far-left party, which is the base, and...
Huh? Okay, I've slid through into a parallel universe again. The Nancy Pelosi far-left Democratic Party? Let's make sure I heard that right.
Well, there are two Democratic parties. The Nancy Pelosi far-left party, which is the base, and Hillary Clinton, who is not running for the nomination anymore. She's got the nomination in her mind. But she's running for the presidency. And so because of that, she's running a centrist campaign starting now. And that centrist versus base is the tension within the party. And you never can tell. If she stumbles or makes a mistake, wham, you're going to have a big fight.
It's kind of tough to start a show out when with just, you know, abject, utter, complete, unmitigated, pure insanity. Now, I'm as liberal as they come. Progressive, whatever word you choose to use. I'm just a liberal. And if there's anybody out there that thinks that Nancy Pelosi is representative of my liberalism or the liberalism of most anybody I know, well, then again, Adolf Hitler is a liberal to William Sapphire. This old jackass worked for Richard Nixon. What do you want? Senator Clinton is moving to the center, and Congresswoman Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi, is representative of the Democratic Party base? I don't know. If I have to identify myself with anybody in the Democratic Party leadership, and that's if, okay, not that I do, but if I have to, you know, gun pointed at the head, you know, you will do this, Bob, kind of thing, I'll identify myself with Dr. Howard Dean. If we're going to talk about who speaks to true liberalism. Because I don't know if William Sapphire might not have gotten the memo, but you know what? If we were talking about real liberalism, well, you can't designate somebody queen liberal who said before the 2006 election even took place that impeachment was off the table. You just can't. Where does he get off with this idea that Congresswoman Pelosi is such a, you know, just a big old kumbaya singing, love bead wearing, guitar strumming liberal? Because she's not. Lord God, Nancy Pelosi is entrenched political power and entrenched political money, baby. So, yeah, it's Moron Monday. Because William Sapphire, at least in my book, I don't know about yours, I got a feeling, but William Sapphire is a moron. But see, that's how the game works. They tell them, oh, you know, Nancy Pelosi's, she's a liberal. I'm a liberal. Trust me, she's no such thing. As a liberal, I believe in things like election reform, campaign finance reform, getting the filthy money in which Nancy Pelosi is wallowing out of the process. I don't just believe in it, I damned well want it. And I agitate for it. I want out of Iraq yesterday. Nancy Pelosi, when we get around to it. I want George Bush and Dick Cheney impeached.
Impeachment is off the table.
So, but that's how they work. Oh, yeah, she's a liberal. You know. And therefore, Senator Clinton is driving toward the center? Only if the center's way over on the right. At least where things like taking money from pharmaceutical firms and not committing to ending the war in Iraq, voting for war in Iraq, empowering George Bush for a strike on Iran, and there's some sort of out there breaking news about war on Iran. I mean, it's not that breaking, but you might find it interesting. Let's go to the phones real quick, though, because I hate to keep people waiting. Hey, who have I got?
Hey, Bob, Phil in Daytona Beach.
Hey, Phil, how are you, my friend?
I'm okay, thanks. And I couldn't wait to dial in listening to what you were going on about. The media is controlling us if we let it.
Oh, they're certainly trying to control the message. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, but it's working, Bob.
But wait, Phil. Before we go too much further, let's analyze this just a little bit.
Okie doke.
William Safire, who again, worked for Richard Nixon and is forever tarred with that very, very broad brush. Yesterday, described Senator Clinton as a centrist and Nancy Pelosi as some sort of wild-eyed, damn near a Marxist liberal.
Right, I was listening to you.
And so what's the message there from William Safire? It sounds like it's actually a message that works to Senator Clinton's benefit.
It works. We've got to get beyond Clinton and Pelosi and Safire and Giuliani and the Republicans. This is no longer a left-right Democrat-Republican battle we have going here. That is the thing to keep us our eye off the ball, Bob. We have a criminal enterprise that has stolen our government, and they've hijacked both our political parties.
And they largely do that with money, of course.
Well, Jesus, the thing is that, and they're controlling the debate, they're controlling the topics of discussion. We have a president and a vice president and a whole line of people that right after them that for years now we have evidence that demands that screams for their impeachment. We have an illegal war of aggression going on in our name, being continuously not only stopped or tried to stop, but actually funded by both political parties, Democrats and Republicans, in the House and the Senate. We've got an election for president campaign that was launched, a year early or half a year early, as the cries for impeachment started to get louder, and all the evidence of the deliberate lies to start an illegal war of an aggression and have a surface, and the American people are falling for it. To even C-SPAN, Bob, you cannot call into C-SPAN and bring up impeachment. They won't allow it. They won't allow it. And so what do we do? And I have a suggestion, but I
okay,
just
go ahead.
Really bombarded you with a lot of words.
No, that's okay. Go right ahead.
We got it. The media is totally controlled by this. This is a criminal
enterprise. The media,
people.
Yeah, Phil, the media are dead, okay? I mean, This is...
But it's still what people listen to, Bob, for the most part.
Yeah, it is. That's what makes... I mean, I know this sounds like a shameless bit of self-promotion, but that's what makes what's going on here so important. Because
exactly.
Everybody isn't. Okay, there are a lot of people who are... I probably watched more television this weekend than I have in a year. Okay? Because I sat down...
To truth detox.
Well, I mean, I sat down, I watched a little football, I watched a little bit of the World Series, and I clicked across long enough to find out that Nostradamus predicted the existence of Osama bin Laden. So, you know, I mean, as quick as I saw that, it was like click and off and, you know, we're gone. Because, you know, same crap, different day.
Well, let me give you a thing that I've been watching, and it's a great model. It's the We Are Change groups, and what they do, they're active citizens that are throwing the bodies in you know, into the you know, of this machine that's been owning all of us and continuing this war, which includes the phony politicians, the phony left right liberal conservative. They're crooks, they're criminals wearing suits that say DNR, but when you look at their votes and you look what they've done and not done, and don't listen to what they say. You look at what they've done and not done, and you look at their votes. They're criminals. And that's what we got to look at. And these We Are Change groups, you know, they started off confronting elected officials, getting right out in the public square. If there's a book signing or a political speech, they come out and they question, you know, 9/11 cover-up, you know, regardless of who you believe brought the buildings down, the government story is bullshit, you know, and you know, and it was covered up. So they're calling for, you know, they're questioning the Clinton, Bill Clinton, the other day in Indiana or wherever, Minnesota. They do this, and we have to start doing that on, I believe, impeachment and lying to start the war. We have to say, what about the Downing Street memo? You know, and then you have somebody get hauled out of the theater, but you know, for asking a question, what about the Downing Street memo? And people are doing this. If people can go to wearechange.org and watch what they do and incorporate their methods for... got to put in, these politicians are doing and the media is doing everything they can to focus on this GD election.
No, because let's get something square, Phil. They're focusing on this election for a variety of reasons, and one of them, chief among those reasons, is the fact that we don't have any journalists left in America, with a very few exceptions. Greg Palast is still a journalist. You can still get a little.
Yeah, he got banished, man.
Yeah, so we don't have we don't have any real journalists, because journalism is hard work. Okay, it really is, and it doesn't pay very well. So it's a lot easier to just sit in your comfy chair there at the network and dummy up stories about the horse race between this candidate or that candidate, because then all you have to do is create some computer graphics to go on the Chiron on the TV screen and show that, well, you know, 52% of Americans, 38% of Americans, 41% of Americans downhill with a tailwind. You know, and so you don't have to work.
Right, and we know that. The end result still is, for whatever reason, not wanting to work or fear of losing their job or being bought off or being part of Operation Mockingbird, whatever the reason is, the fact remains that the media is working against the American people and, you know, our free republic, man. We're under a dictatorship, we're continuing this train wreck ahead, man. And the only thing that's going to stop it is people becoming citizen journalists, and these We Are Change, they're just ordinary people that are realizing the urgency of all this, that the media is not going to come and save us, and there's not going to be any superstar reporter that's going to blow the lid off of all this and change the path of this train, you know. And these politicians are all. I went to the Orlando rally this weekend. You know, there was like 10 or 12 rallies across the country, and one of the Vietnam veterans the winter hearings, Scott Camille, gave a speech, and he said, you know, I am not going to vote for any person that is funding this war or is not doing anything to stop this damn thing. He says, vote them all out, you know. And I don't know, I just went off on that tangent. But what I'm trying to say is, talk is cheap. We had one congresswoman from Florida was one of the speakers, and she was sounded all good and everybody's cheering, but I don't think she signed on to Kasunis' 333. And I have to question, I haven't done the research yet, but I want to see if she's actually voted yes on any funding, you know?
Right.
And you know, because these people talk a good game and everybody cheers, but we have to be... And I want to talk about impeachment and the Downing Street memo, the White House memo, the CIA leak, the October...
I got one for you. I was kind of saving it for later in the show, but you might find this little snippet of information interesting, Phil. In the latest $190 billion emergency war funding supplemental that George Bush is asking for...
Yes.
Okay. You know, way down in there, you know, somewhere after the $793 toenail clippers... the Bush administration quietly asks for $88 million to retrofit B-2 stealth bombers so that they will be able to carry one 30,000-pound...
Bunker busters.
Bingo.
Yes, and this is my point, Bob. This is my point. These things... We have got to get right to the heart of it. We have got to say, stop. These guys, we have evidence that they lied to start this war, and that it should be number one on the list right now. Why aren't you dealing with this here? And the D.C., there's a group in Washington, D.C., an active group that came up with this misprision of treason.
Yeah, misprison of treason.
Yeah, thank you. You know, where once sent somebody with information that indicates an act of treason, and they become aware of it, then they are party to the matter.
Yeah,
they
complicit.
Won't do anything, you know, about it.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, people. There was the Philadelphia platform July 4th this past year was a gathering of the different groups, the impeachment groups, the anti-war groups, and the those calling for an investigation into the 9/11 attacks to get the effing truth, wherever the truth takes us. And what it was is it's a platform that site actindependent.org, and it's an effort to bring our people together and try to get over whatever little problems we have with each other's perceived missions or whatever, and realize we have the same adversary here, the same crew that is hurting us all and who has stolen our country, and that's the criminal Bush-Cheney regime and the Congress, the complicit Congress. They're complicit, Bob.
Yes, they are. They are. That's one word for it. They are collaborators. They are, I don't know, the Vichy Congress. I mean, call it what you will. Sure, we have a real problem in terms of just figuring out who we can go to.
That's what I mean. We have to go to ourselves now, and that's what this We Are Change group is doing. And I encourage people to you know.
Well, I understand the principle, Phil. What I'm trying to figure out, though, is if you motivate the American people, they go to sooner or later. We have to go to our elected representatives to demand action on what it is we want, right?
We should be dictating the topic of discussion. And that's what the We Are Change people, their model. That's what their model is. And I haven't seen it in the anti-war, you know, enough in the anti-war and impeachment community. And I think, talking about this all weekend, you know, when any of these politicians open their mouth and start, you know, or even I'm supposed to be in on a call-in show tomorrow. And if as far as being interviewed as the Veterans for Peace spokesperson here in Central Florida, you know, and I'm just waiting for the question to be asked about, you know, how do you see this election or whatever. I see this election as something we should not be talking about. Here's what we need to be talking about, you know. You know, the Downing Street memo, the White House, and bring it back, you know, where we, once any opportunity we have in talking with any media or any politician, to say, this is not what we should be talking about. Here's what we should be talking about, and you should be asking this representative, you know, what he is not doing about the Downing Street memo or the information that's been presented
and when they say something like, well, you know, that's not within the purview of my committee.
But you know, the thing is, then I say BS. We have information here that indicates that there were deliberate lies, you know. You're aware of it, and you're refusing to deal with that. How do you explain yourself to your constituents and the American people and the soldiers that are dying on a lie, you know, on this lie, you know? But just get in their face. I wish I could speak more intelligently about this right now.
No, you're doing fine.
You know, but my point is, man, we are running out of time, and this whole people... The Democratic Party and the Republican Party, it's a sham right now. It's not what it used to be. Every single, out of all the 20 people running for president within the two parties, there are three people who are not members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Three. Two of them are Democrats, Mike Gravel and Dennis Kucinich, and one's a Republican, and that's Ron Paul. Three, and the only three that are not anti-war, that were, and they're also the same that were calling for immediate withdrawal of the troops and returning our Constitution back to the people, you know, get rid of this damn Patriot Act, you know, the rest are criminals, man, posing as, it's a sham, and I say we don't engage in it.
Well, how do you respond, though, Phil? When you look at a larger picture, and I mean because this is the kind of stuff that I sit around thinking about, when it comes down to whatever Democrat runs after against whatever Republican, because that's going to be the choice. Okay, I mean the way the Constitution's set up, it's just what we get.
Yeah.
Let's say it's Senator Clinton versus Rudy Giuliani. Okay, you gonna stay home over that?
No. Here's what I'm saying: we gotta act now, as they're running around, and that's what these We Are Change people are doing. They, if you go to the website, people, wearechange.org, you'll see that different group. We have one in Florida, wearechangefl.org. You know, that confronted Giuliani. You know, they go. These people are all campaigning. You know, and they're going everywhere, and you can. They say you can go on the internet and type in, like, you know, or just find out where the different, or even on C-SPAN's website, you can find out, or even on the candidates' websites themselves. And they're going around bad-handing people looking for votes and money. And that's when they're in your neck of the woods. So when they're in our neck of the woods, we go to their events. And we get up, and when we have the opportunity, and these kids with the We Are Change, they bring their camcorders. And they have one person who has their camcorder and another one who's asking the questions, you know. And you could say, well, you know, the Downing Street memo, Congressman John Conyers had the hearings in 2005, you know, about the Downing Street memo. Now there's the White House memo and the Melbourne memo, as well as, you know, the blah, 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 whatever. You come in kind of prepared.
Yeah.
You know, this demands impeachment according to the Constitution. I think we should be... Why are you not calling for impeachment? And you put them on the spot. You put these people on the spot, and then what they do is they come back and they upload it onto Google Video or YouTube, and it's on the website, and it goes all over the place. And then it'll get linked up to AfterDowningStreet.org or the WeAreChange.org or Infowars.com, and these things go. And this is what we have to do. You say, what about the congressional testimony of CIA analyst Paul Pillar, who wrote the October 2002 National Intelligence Estimate? He testified that there were no weapons of mass destruction, and they lied, you know? And it never got out of the subcommittee, Bob. They had the testimony of the guy, and it never went anywhere.
Right.
The media is totally owned. The politicians, Democrats and Republicans, are totally owned. And we have to take our... We actually have to take our country back. It's the whole thing with this election and all this. It's gone, man. It's make believe. It's been taken from us. We have to actually fight and take our country back. It's already been taken.
Yeah. No. I'm not disagreeing you on the vast majority of what you're talking about, Phil. I understand it very well, and I believe in the concept of civil disobedience and direct confrontation. Where I get stymied, though, is the point at which we still have a representative form of government, and we've got to make these people do our bidding. And to that end, and I don't know where these people come from. I had an email, or not an email exchange, but I guess it was a message board exchange over the weekend, talking about people getting involved in the process.
Yes.
Because you can go and confront these people, and maybe, you know, you'll embarrass them on YouTube. And I'm not in any way downplaying the value of that. You know, George Allen is not a senator from Virginia now because of his YouTube macaca moment. And what a benefit and what a service that was to this country.
Yes.
On the other hand...
But it's not just the YouTube, Bob. It's when you're in this forum, right?
Yeah.
Say Giuliani comes to Daytona Beach, and he and this other guy went out there. This was a couple of... He was going to be in front of he was going to be the Grand Marshal for the Firecracker 400 or whatever. One guy, my buddy, went in with a camcorder. He got in. He was trying to ask a question. I was on the outside with a sign. It was real short notice, you know. Mm-hmm. But I was out there, and I had flyers printed up about Giuliani, you know, and the proof that, you know, he was told the towers were coming down by Peter, you know, on Peter. He's on tape talking to Peter Jennings. Well, you know, and I prepared a media kit, because what you do is you have the newspapers and the TVs and all that out at these events, and when Wilson gets up and asks that question, all those people are there listening. It's on film, whether or not it makes the 6 o'clock news or not.
Right, and I understand. Yeah, it's one of the same things I was mentioning the other night when we were down there listening to Scott Ritter, and that was, you know, there were no TV trucks with little satellite dishes on the top, you know, beep 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 beep, beep blinking away or anything. There was nothing, not a blessed word being said in the Kanawha Valley of West Virginia on Thursday night, October the 25th, that was any more important than what Scott Ritter was saying to those 250 or so people in that room at West Virginia State University. The local media, they weren't there. There was nobody with a radio station flag on a microphone. There was nobody there with a TV camera. There was nobody, nothing, just the head-on radio network.
Right.
And that's because, you know...
We got to go to them, is what I'm saying, because they're the ones dictating that Rudy Giuliani, Hillary Clinton, what's her name out there in San Francisco who's obstructing justice by taking the impeachment off the train?
Nancy Pelosi, sure.
Right. I mean, all of them. You see, we got to go to the cameras You know, we can no longer ask. We're every day that we're playing by their rules and thinking they're going to change is another day that this crap continues. And the torch, it's already been, Hillary Clinton is been the designated one. She's the one who's the pawn's going to get passed to. That's already a known, and Giuliani's the fallback. You know, those are the ruling elite's two people. And get real with it, people. You know, get real with it, man, because people are dying. The longer we're not...
I know.
Owning
I know.
This, you know.
I know. Phil. I know. I mean, for God's sakes, we're hearing on the news today that an Al Qaeda bicyclist took out 28 people in Baghdad today. We're getting our asses kicked by people on bicycles now. You know, there are. I'm sure there are. There's a joke in there somewhere, but I can't really find the funny part. Except, you know, the part of the news story that said. Experts say that it bore all the earmarks of an Al-Qaeda terrorist. Really? Really? A guy on a bicycle with a bomb strapped to him bears all the earmarks of an Al-Qaeda terrorist. I mean, what, did he have a little Al-Qaeda bicycle horn? Ding, ding, ding. I mean, is there a secret bell signal for Al-Qaeda now?
Now, if we don't force the story to be the story we want to talk about, we're going to be hearing about Al-Qaeda bicycle bombs 5-6 years from now.
There was a news story out last week warning us that there's still a distinct possibility of shoe bombs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And so what we got to say, in my opinion, Bob, is, hey, I don't want to talk about that right now. Here's what I want to talk about. See what I mean? I want to talk about, we got proof that this president lied, Downing Street memo, whatever proof, you know. We got proof right here, and we're ready to present it to Congress. We have one Congressman, Kucinich, who has a case for impeachment. I don't want to talk about a bicycle bomb. I want to talk about this right now. We don't let them say this is going to be the story.
Well, I've just heard...
feed us the story, you know, I say... no thanks, you know, push the plate back and say, this is what I want to talk about. I think, and that's what these We Are Change people are doing. They're going in, they're going to I encourage everybody to go to the We Are Change and watch these people in action. And a lot of them, they're, it's not just 9/11 people, and 9/11, get what the people, these primitives did it. And whether you want to believe it or not, that's what happened, man. And if you got to get real with it, because they're carrying out more crimes, and we got to stop them. It's not just 9/11, though, the We Are Change. If you go to, like, the We Are Change, wearechangefl.org, the Florida chapter, you know, they're adopting the Philadelphia platform that was put together this summer with the Iraq Veterans Against the War, Military Families Speak Out, the different impeachment. David Lindorf was there, you know, a bunch
of
the... Yeah,
I remember the event very well. I'd love to have been there myself.
The Philadelphia platform, meaning, look, man, we gotta stop falling for the debate here where they say... you know, this left-right, liberal-conservative, oh, he's a this, I don't want to hear what he has to say, you know, this, that, oh, 9/11, that's a conspiracy theory, I don't want to get anywhere near that. Look, we got to join together as Americans and stop this criminal enterprise, man, and nobody's going to do it for us, man.
No, nobody, no, the end of the war has got to come from a groundswell of the American people.
Yes.
Whether the American people want to create that groundswell, I don't know.
Well, you know, this past weekend was good.
It was good. Marches all over the country, and again, by raising the awareness. If somewhere along the way two minds get changed, then that's the potential to change 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128. You know how it goes.
Right, but again, you know, right here in Orlando, you know the. We had a good march and everything, and it was the Students for Democratic Society, it was organized labor, it was veterans, anti-9/11 truth all over the place. We are all getting screwed by this criminal enterprise that's stolen our country, and that criminal enterprise pretty much includes almost everyone in Congress and in Senate people. So don't give them the time. And we've got to go confront them. We can't just do a march and say, you know, and get mad at the local media for not covering it or covering it correctly. We have actually got to take advantage of all these events where these politicians appear publicly and do what those people did on the Bill Maher show, you know, speak up. We got to fight to take our country back.
I got to tell you, Phil, I disagree with you on the Bill Maher business. That was just I'm not going to say inappropriate. No, it achieved nothing.
It did? You heard about it.
Yeah, because I'm plugged in. I follow this stuff.
It's all over the Internet. It was on CNN. Got all the talking heads talking about it now. It was all over the they had to defend it.
Defend
and
what?
Now, just because of that, you got a bunch of Hollywood people are being asked about it. You know, what do you think about these 9/11 truth people confronting Bill Maher and Bill Maher having them tossed out and saying, you know, ass kickings involved.
Well, I mean, in all honesty, Phil, what was he supposed to do? Let them sit there and scream their fool heads off 360-minute show?
This is my point, Bob. We have to make our... We have to have our issues addressed. They're not going to address them for us, no matter how many people we have in the street marching and how, you know, we have to put it on the table ourselves. We've got to fight to take it back, man. We've got to force the issue in every way possible and at every opportunity. And
I believe in confronting politicians, because if a politician can't handle a straightforward question, they've got no business in office. I think back to the little YouTube video of the guy in the wheelchair asking a simple question of Mitt Romney: if you become president, will you have me arrested?
Right.
Over medical marijuana.
Right.
And Romney gave a BS answer, and he moved on. Hi, glad to see you. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming out this morning. Hey, how are you? And the guy asked him, you're not going to answer his question? I think I did. No, he asked you if you were going to have him arrested, and you didn't give an answer to the question. I believe in deviling a politician, because if a politician can't take that, a politician has no business being a representative and a public servant.
But you see, what I'm saying is, we're already, by doing that, and I'm not discounting that or minimizing it, but that's already changing the focus or the agreed upon common ground back to a 2008 November election for president. See what I mean? I'm saying we got a criminal enterprise, no matter who gets elected or elected whatever in November 8, already part of this continuation of war making in the Middle East. Iran is part of the plan.
Iran is coming. Iran is next.
Because we're letting it be next, Bob. It's up to we, the people, to stop it. And damn it, you know...
So all the people out there that are writing letters, calling congressmen every day, doing everything in their power to keep this from happening, they're still letting it happen?
Yes, because we haven't stopped it. So we've got to do... I'm not saying don't do that, but we have to keep looking around and being open to ideas and strategies that will work to achieve goals. And that's why I'm saying we gotta, you know, this is hardball, man. Our country's been stolen, man. Our kids are being sent 4 or 5 times to an illegal war, and they're actually committing war crimes.
Oh, I know, and what?
And it's
look,
going on and on. Name, and And it's still going on in our name, and we can't concede.
I don't think I've ever conceded, Phil.
But we can't concede to the 08 election. See, and that's what that's what's been.
Oh, I realize what. Okay, you know, okay, that part I've got because when we the 2008 election, when we start talking about what happens in 2008, that means we've given up on the idea that the war can end before then.
Right, and that these damn criminals, we gotta put the damn Constitution right in these. I think we need to try these tactics that are having an effect with the 9/11 truth community. I think we need to adopt these tactics. Like, well, my buddy's here. He's a former Green Beret. He just walked in. I'm not gonna, you know, he's a Gulf War vet.
Okay.
When your tactics ain't working, the military. Right, and if you see something the enemy's doing and it's working, see, this is what I'm saying, man. You know, you got to use what the heck works. You might go in with a game plan, man. Well, you like football or whatever. You go in with a game plan, and your game plan ain't working against the defense. What, do you just keep running off tackle and getting stuffed? No, you go back in and, you know, you call a timeout and say, hey, this crap ain't working, man. You know. What else can we try? You see what I mean?
Yeah, and I'm behind that. Don't give up. Try it if it works.
Yeah.
I mean, the woman with the red hands confronting Condoleezza Rice last week was beautiful.
Yes. And did you see how the cops, they went right after the other Code Pink women that were sitting in the back and didn't do a daggone thing, and that was unlawful. We are in Nazi Germany. And it was the Democratic-led hearing. Tom Lantos was pointing his finger to have those women thrown out. We are in Nazi Germany already, people. We got to fight. We're beyond what it's supposed to be. We're past that. We're in Nazi Germany. We're in it. The woman with the Code Pink, with the blood on her hands, she gets hauled out. We're becoming accustomed to that. We're becoming accustomed to our servant government in our halls of Congress that we own. Those are our halls of Congress. Those are our employees.
Right, but when you protest, don't you expect to be removed? I mean, isn't that the whole purpose of a sit-in or a die-in or an anything-in? I mean, isn't that the statement in itself, Phil?
Right, but we're under the impression, though, that we work for them or they're above us. We need to remind the American people who owns the Congress, the buildings. Those are our employees. We're paying them, and we got to start standing up to him like that woman. But what those cops did when Lantos waving his finger pointing over, and they
when they broke that pastor's leg a few weeks ago, exactly. that was uncalled for too. Sure.
And what I'm saying is this has become accepted. We've got to say no, man. We've got to do more. Is what I'm saying, Bob. You know, and we've got to employ.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how anybody could ask you or Code Pink or to do more. I mean, it seems like there's 24 hours a day, and those 24 are already getting filled every blessed day with actions.
That's what I'm saying.
I admire. I admire that.
But, man, you know, we got to get more people. It's like, you know, we've had the same first couple out on the dance floor for 5 or 6 years now, for crying out loud. When are the rest of the couples coming out and fill up the dance floor? You know what I'm saying? And it ain't that, you know, there have been more and more people coming out finally. But what I'm saying is people are, we got to fight to get our country back, man, and that means turning off the GD television.
Hear, hear.
Jesus, take your the $50 or $75 or whatever the heck it is that you're paying this cable company to lie to you 24/7 and tell them no, stop paying them, stop feeding the monster, you know, put it to the
get out, get a little fresh air for crying out loud. Sure.
You see what I mean? And then get out and be the media ourselves, Bob. I mean, we are really, we're in Nazi Germany right now, and the people are willfully asleep, and you know, by putting your hands over your eyes ain't going to make it fade.
Well, I think you're talking to people here, Phil. If there's anybody on Earth that does not have their hands over their eyes,
yes,
this is that group.
Exactly.
I wish this was a sort of a meeting place for more of the people with the eyes wide open, the crowd.
Well, you know what I'm wondering, Bob, and I'd like to know how many of the listeners are you know, actually out in the public square, whether it be handing out flyers about you know, impeachment or 9/11 truth or whatever, you know, are they given? How many, you know, can they do more? Are they, you know, how many of the listeners are actually doing something? I'm not saying they're not, but if there are listeners now who are with us in, you know, in mind and spirit, but if they still ain't got the body out there, man, you got to get the body out, you know. And those of us who are out in the public square and are doing these things, and you say, you know, like Cole Pink, how can we ask more of what they're already doing? That's like what my friend Roberto here, the special forces guy, just said. You know, hey man, if what we're doing ain't working, man, we better think of something else or find out a different way or something to be more effective. And that's where I say, folks, go to wearechange.org and look at what these folks are doing with the, you know, actually going to the media and changing the discussion. You know, they're up there talking about, well, when I'm elected president, I'm going to, you know, have cheaper health care or whatever bullshit, you know. And somebody in the crowd stands up and says, hey, what about Building 7? Or, hey, what about the Downing Street memo? Why aren't we prosecuting the president for the Downing Street memo? And make them address it, or at least have the question heard by the audience. We had the Democratic State Convention same day, Saturday, and this guy, Senator Bill Nelson, walks in, and you got all these people at the convention stand up and give him a standing ovation.
Oh, look, I mean, I was at the big Democratic shindig in this state 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, 3 weeks ago, and at the mere mention of the name Robert Byrd, everybody just burst into applause like they just said Jesus' name, okay? I understand that. I understand.
So that's why, you know, but that's what I'm saying, Bob. You know, there's still, we haven't even dealt with this crowd. We've got to be at these events and say, you know, like, you know, be the lone voice and be the person that, or someone who stands in line with the microphone and say, we have impeachable offenses. You're here talking about running for president in 08. What about impeaching Bush right now? You have this, that, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Our woman, Beverly Wiskow of the Military Family Speak Out, she could have been in the rally with us on Friday, but she realized the importance of going to this event with the State Democratic Party in Orlando and doing what we were just talking about.
Oh, there was a guy at your state party the meeting who has been the party's nominee in one of the congressional districts that was thrown out because he came in there advocating the. Progressive issues like impeachment and, you know, law and order, crime punishment, you know, for, you know, real crimes. He was thrown out. It was captured on video. I was reading a little bit about it earlier today.
I have to go look at that. That's Florida?
Yeah.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Well, see, then that's good.
You he went from the march to the convention and was thrown out.
Then it worked. That's what I'm saying. Because had everyone just stayed at the march, that convention wouldn't have even heard about whatever. You see what I mean? We've got to go to these things and show up and have somebody do that and say, hey, wait, this is bullshit, you know? Or,
yeah.
Wait a minute, you know, and that's what we're doing, the community, the activist community, is we are continuing to learn as we go and realize whatever we haven't been doing hasn't been enough. And I'm going to have to call my friend Beverly, because I saw her at the rally and she said they were going back to the convention and we'd hear about whatever they were going to do, and it sounds like I just heard about it.
Well, I'm trying to find the email that I got, and I can't I don't see it here, but I read about it just earlier today.
So that what that does is you got all of a sudden you got these 3,000 people, loyal Democrats or whatever, how many there were there, 300, I don't know how many, 1,000, let's say, that all paid this money, and then somebody stands up and says, hey, what about impeachment, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And if that person didn't stand up and say that, it would never have been heard. You see what I mean? And there wouldn't have been an embarrassing moment, and it wouldn't have made it to being talked about on the head on radio network. You know, and who knows where it'll go from here? We have to take it to them.
I agree with that kind of action. I do, Phil.
Yeah.
We're late for the news, though.
Oh God! Thanks for letting me ramble. I just.
Don't thank me. I should be thanking you. Two, you didn't ramble. Okay, this is. If we can't do this, there's no sense in me. There's no sense in the network existing. Okay, this is what we're designed for, Phil.
I know, and I talk. Spread the horn all the time. Oh, and I know you have to go, but getting back to Pelosi, Robert Fisher, I don't know if I sent you the contact information for him. He's a social worker.
I get his emails quite frequently.
He'd be a great guy to talk to if you ever have time for him in your slots upcoming. He's really been pushing to get a candidate to run against Pelosi, and now that Cindy Sheehan will be running, this guy's—he's a perfect example of just a normal person who said enough and actually did something. You know, I mean, just as a normal person, and when it's like the people being the first on the dance, you see someone go up there and they're able to dance, then you're able to go up and dance too.
Absolutely.
You know.
All right, Phil, thanks a lot. Give my regards to your buddy there.
Oh, you bet. The Head On Radio Network says hi to you. Roberto says hi back.
All right, cool. We'll talk to you soon, Phil.
Thank you, Bob.
Take care.
Get 12, people. Do more.
Keep at it.
Thank you.
Bye now. I love the passion that Phil brings to his life. A couple of million Phils, we'd be out of this war. Right? Yep. All right, so we're 5 minutes late for the news. We're going to get to the news anyway. We'll be back with more of your phone calls to 877-404-877. The number 4, head on. 877-443-2366. See what a weekend does to me? 304-658-5453. That's the direct dial number if you want to save us a nickel. You're listening to America's listener-supported, listener-built, listener-maintained, liberal voice, independent media in its purest form. You're listening to The Horn. I'm Bob Kincaid.
This is the Quality News Network. For the first time in Argentina, a woman elected president. She is the current president's wife, First Lady Cristina Fernandez, an attorney and senator. She won election by a landslide. The UN's nuclear watchdog saying there's no proof Iran is building nuclear weapons. The agency says growing threats by the U.S. against Iran could, quote, bring disaster. More than 100,000 Turkish troops poised at the border to battle the 3,000 Kurd militants hiding in Iraq. Helicopters pounded Kurdish positions over the weekend. At least 20 people were killed. Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah accusing British officials of ignoring Saudi intelligence back in 2005. The king says the information could have prevented the London terrorist bombings that killed 52, injuring more than 700. In Baghdad, 8 of 11 Sunni and Shiite sheikhs were released after they were abducted while on their way to the Diyala province. At least one of the sheikhs was found shot to death. A suicide bomb detonated outside a police training camp in Bakuba, killing at least 30 recruits and wounding more than 20. Israel slashing fuel supplies to Gaza in retaliation for Palestinian militant rocket attacks aimed at southern Israel. A spokesman for the United Nations says the concern now is for those living and working in the Gaza who could be adversely affected. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, meantime, today announcing he has prostate cancer. He says he'll have surgery and remain in office. Seven students from the University of North Carolina died in a beach house fire overnight. Six others survived. Fire officials say flames may have ignited from an outside deck. Five remaining wildfires still burning in Southern California are all now more than 65% under control. Authorities say nearly 2,800 buildings have been destroyed, most of them homes. At least seven people have died, 50 have been injured. The American Bar Association wants to put a stop to the death penalty in most states. A newly released report indicating some mistakes in prosecution, unconstitutional methods of execution, and more. And country western star Porter Wagoner passed away at a Nashville hospital last night at the age of 80. He was best known for a string of hits in the 1960s and the discovery of Dolly Parton. You're listening to the Quality News Network. We'll check science and business news just ahead.
Do you know the expression, put on your best face? Never was that suggestion more important, especially in the increasingly fast-paced world of the Internet. The people at Byte Technology are experts in making sure that the hits their clients' websites